This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Another swearing in for the new LAPD chief. This is a celebratory one. Worries about Trump tariffs and what could happen at the ports here in LA and Long Beach. But first, this carjacker or attempted carjacker, three times he tried in one day.
Yeah, LA police trying to find him happened on the east side. John Barrett is live this morning in Boyle Heights.
It's pretty disturbing. You can see the surveillance video. The police released it three different times. They got video in all three cases. And basically, this guy's really aggressive. He pulled one woman out. They scuffled on the ground. He tried to push another one into the back seat while demanding keys. And he even tried to get into a red SUV to pull the driver out while kids were in the car. So it was pretty tough to watch. But police are trying to find this guy before he does it again. I was talking to a teacher here on the east side, Boyle Heights, as she was heading to her school here, her elementary school, about what would she do if she was attacked and someone tried to carjack her.
I would probably fight as well, but if it's going to be my overall safety, if it's going to be me or my car, the car's material thing. So I'd rather let my car go and keep my life.
And certainly if the suspect has a gun or a knife, you don't want to take any chances. Now, we don't know for sure if this man was armed, but again, police consider him violent and dangerous. They know who he is, 49-year-old Maurice LaTorre, and they're hoping somebody will call with a tip so they can go out and get him.
All right, John, thanks. And yeah, videos, knxnews.com, because that guy was all over surveillance video. LAPD officers arresting a suspected serial rapist who's allegedly attacked at least five women downtown. Here's Emily Valdez.
Detectives say forensic evidence linked 37-year-old Kenneth Woolfolk to rapes as recently as last month and dating back to 2022. LAPD Detective Christopher Tran.
His MO is he lures the most vulnerable of the unhoused communities, the females, that are in Skid Row. They might not necessarily have any housing or part of any programs.
Tran says Woolfolk has also been living on a tent in Skid Row for at least 2 years, possibly longer, allegedly targeting women who are least likely to report a rape.
We believe there's more victims.
Police arrested Woolfolk. He's in jail. His bail set at $100,000.
A celebration for the LAPD's new but familiar police chief in Elysian Park this morning. A public swearing-in for Jim McDonald takes place at 8 o'clock at the police academy. He was privately sworn in last week after being approved by the city council. Karen Adams is there and joins us live.
Vicky, the motorcycle patrol cops have just rolled in. The mounted police are here. There are images of Chief McDonald throughout his law enforcement career being displayed on jumbo screens. It's all decked out here at the police academy. And now the music. White tents are up. There's a band. An American flag hung by a crane for the mayor's choice to lead the LAPD. But this is where it all began for Chief McDonald here at the academy, launching his law enforcement career. He's the first to head all three of the largest police agencies in LA County, the LA Sheriff's Department, the Long Beach PD, and now the LAPD. And there are members from each of those departments here today. And his work is cut out for him with the LAPD. The LAPD needs more officers. He says he intends to boost morale to spur more recruitment. His confirmation was also not smooth sailing, as some people question whether he'll cooperate with ICE if or when President-elect Trump follows through on his promise of mass deportations. He says he will not. And let's not forget the world events coming to L.A., including the FIFA World Cup, the Super Bowl, and the 2028 Olympics. But enough of that for now. It's a celebration of the LAPD's 59th police chief. Mike, again, the ceremony begins at 8.
All right, thanks for that, Karen. And, of course, tune in at 6 o'clock this evening. We'll be airing a KNX in-depth special called LAPD's Future, featuring outgoing interim chief Dominic Choi and that incoming chief, Jim McDonald.
West Hollywood's starting a pilot program with retired law enforcement called Senior Safety Officers, helping to keep Plummer Park and West Hollywood Park safe. The officers are unarmed. They're retired officers, but they're coming back in. We'll use their training in crisis management, de-escalation, to handle situations like mental health issues, substance abuse, homelessness, without having to call in the sheriff's deputies. Working with the park staff, keep an eye on the security cams, things like that. Program is the trial at these two parks, and then if they like it, if it's working, it could expand to some other areas, maybe around City Hall.
Donald Trump's pick for his attorney general is being criticized by some in both parties. Nominated Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to the position, and Gaetz immediately resigned from Congress, which is likely tied to the Ethics Committee report investigating several allegations, including that he engaged in sex with a minor. The report set to be released tomorrow. Trump also announced that he is appointing former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence. And we talked about the choices with the Lincoln Project's Jeff Timmer.
But nobody should be surprised. It's not like he didn't indicate that this would be coming, that he would be putting loyalists in these positions.
Is Gaetz maybe a step too far for, you know, if you can get three or four Republicans to peel off, if you can get a Susan Collins? I mean, do you think he actually gets confirmed, or maybe we see one of these, you know, recess appointment type things, which there's been a lot of talk about over the last week or so?
It's quite possible that the Matt Gaetz nomination is a stalking horse that will end up being withdrawn so that the others go through with less fanfare. They're not going to reject this Republican Senate is not going to reject many of Trump's appointments, but there might be poised to reject one or some. And Trump might be floating out the name of Matt Gaetz to only withdraw it so that the others go through relatively easy.
You said that nobody should be surprised that Donald Trump is putting loyalists in these positions, but politicians always reward loyalty, don't they?
They do, but you know, to use another tortured analogy, anybody familiar with the movie Lion King, Scar and the hyenas are in charge of Washington now, and nobody should be surprised that hyenas are being appointed to these positions.
We started with bingo card references. If any of this was on your bingo card, we're marking them all off today, and you're winning the game, okay? Do House investigators still release this report on Gaetz? Because they've got that. He resigned from this Congress, but I mean, can they still put that thing out so we can see what's in it?
They could put it out, but the fact that it exists means that the Senate investigators, the Senate who confirms or denies these appointments, they'll have access to it. And so if the information in it was so damaging that Matt Gaetz wanted it to remain private and not issued by the Ethics Committee, I can't imagine he's going to want it issued in a public hearing for Attorney General.
How do you think these next couple months are going to go with all of these different picks? I mean, honestly, on the ground, there's not much we can do about it, right? But the liberals are going to freak out about every single one.
They are. There's always partisan opposition, but there's clearly unqualified people being appointed to these positions. Tulsi Gabbard is in no way qualified to be the Director of National Intelligence. Pete Hegseth from Fox News is in no way qualified to be Secretary of Defense. These are serious positions for serious people, and Donald Trump is not taking these seriously.
That is the Lincoln Project's Jeff Timmer.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk a little bit more about Donald Trump and the planned tariffs could sink, possibly, traffic, or at least slow it down, at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And a rival to X is benefiting from Elon Musk's link to Donald Trump. More as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Migrants living in the U.S. under the temporary and protected status are feeling the anxiety with the administration coming in January.
More than a million migrants are living in the U.S. under temporary protection status, which allows people already in the United States to stay and work legally if their homelands are unsafe. But President-elect Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who'll be his vice president, are promising mass deportations, and they've suggested they would scale back TPS. People from 17 countries are getting TPS relief. The largest groups are from Haiti, El Salvador, and Venezuela. The designations are by the Homeland Security Secretary, who offers relief up to 18 months, but that time can be extended. The designation can also be terminated before it expires, but that's never happened. Trump's first administration did use a lesser-known deferred enforcement departure program, shielding some 145,000 Venezuelan exile supporters from deportation for 18 months. Donna Porter, Washington.
Donald Trump planning to raise tariffs on goods from China and Mexico, which could impact California since the state depends on trade with those countries. Some say that prices for things like cars, electronics, and groceries might go up. An expert on international relations at USC tells CalMatters that tariffs would likely slow down both imports and exports at the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
TV ratings for election night down compared to 2020, but millions still tuned in. On YouTube, more than 45 million watched the election content on YouTube. TV networks like Fox and NBC had millions of viewers. YouTube also saw huge numbers. So Fox's live stream got more than a million. YouTube says how podcasters like Joe Rogan are shaping media, with Trump the interview topping the most watched election video, reaching more than 45 million views after the interview aired. New data shows how much influence the traditional media has lost. New voices and platforms getting more attention.
A lot of people going from X, owned by Elon Musk, over to Blue Sky following the election.
So many people are upset at Elon Musk, and especially now. I mean, you know, President-elect Trump has said that he's creating a, I don't know what you call it, commission or whatever, the government efficiency thing that Elon Musk will be a part of. So he's effectively now, you know, controlling a social media platform that is, you know, connected to the presidency.
That is CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
FBI detailing the extent of Chinese hacking.
The FBI says a federal investigation into Chinese government efforts to hack into U.S. telecommunications networks has revealed a broad and significant cyber espionage campaign. It says the hackers compromised several firms to obtain customer call records and gain access to the private communications of a limited number of individuals. The FBI did not identify those targeted, but said most are primarily involved in government or political activity. Last month, officials said hackers linked to China targeted the phones of Donald Trump, running mate J.D. Vance, and people associated with Vice President Kamala Harris. U.S. authorities have also accused China of targeting infrastructure like the electrical grid. Beijing has denied accusations of hacking. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Black and Latino families who were displaced from a neighborhood in Palm Springs in the 1960s have reached a tentative settlement with the city. The nearly $6 million deal is smaller than the $2.3 billion that former residents and descendants previously asked for as restitution for their displacement. The Palm Springs City Council is set to vote on the agreement today.
Yosemite bringing back the reservation system specifically for something really popular. The Horsetail Firefall event, a natural phenomenon, happens every winter if the conditions are right. So typically a couple weeks in February, right in the middle, if there's no clouds, if the sun's in the right location for sunset, and there's enough water coming off the falls. Looks like an orange waterfall spilling down the side of the mountain. The illusion of molten lava. They used to dump actual hot coals off the thing, and then they figured out that wasn't a good idea after about 100 years. This lasts about 3 minutes after sunset. Park officials say you got to make a reservation for the last 3 weekends in February, opening them up on Monday.
California's waterways and water supply said to be feeling the effects of climate change. Kathy Whitman reports on what's working and what needs to be updated.
California has been preparing for climate change, but has the state done enough to ensure we'll have enough water to drink?
Leticia Grenier is with the Public Policy Institute of California and says we've done some things right.
Like providing reliable, clean water to communities and cities. We're doing okay. We're on the right track.
And there are some newer areas in agriculture and forest management.
There's hard work there to do, but we're on the right track.
But she says we're failing when it comes to freshwater estuaries and lakes where species are declining.
Some of our more iconic freshwater fish like salmon that our populations are crashing right now and have been really low recently.
And the most troubling area is flooding. She says we're at risk for huge damaging floods because our infrastructure is out of date.
On the other hand, where we've actually taken action, we're very successful.
I'm Kathy Whitman, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering creating what's being described as a warrior board with the power to remove any 3 or 4-star generals that lack certain leadership qualities. According to the Wall Street Journal, the transition team is already drafting an executive order to create the board. There are also reports that the team is drawing up a list of military officers to be fired, including the Joint Chiefs. The transition team has not confirmed this. We talked about it, though, with Military.com reporter Steve Bannon.
This comes after he nominated Pete Hegseth, the Fox News host, to run the Pentagon. And he has been very vocal against women's expanded footprint in the military, specifically in combat roles. And generals I talked to at the Pentagon are concerned, they could be targeted for supporting diversity efforts or recruiting women into the service. And this could stifle recruitment in minority groups as they're growing in the military.
He also says, despite claims from some, the military does not have any diversity programs.
Wokeness is a really amorphous term that no one's really clearly defined. But it's also really important to note the military doesn't really have any sort of diversity programs of consequence. This has really been kind of a boogeyman constructed in certain media circles and among certain lawmakers. So the issue that they would run into once they take over the Pentagon is like, what do they fundamentally attack? And that could just be declarations saying, military is better when we have a more diverse force. But there's no actual actions to make that force more diverse. It's been more sort of a boogeyman thing.
Bannon says some within the Pentagon are concerned that the new administration's policies could hurt merit-based promotions.
I talked to one general that actually brought up a really significant concern of when they hire and promote people in the upcoming administration of, does that stifle women or people from minority groups or LGBT troops or military civilians to grow their own career? One told me, hey, if someone doesn't have a certain quote-unquote look, could that bring ire from the White House? Right now, the Pentagon is very big on merit-based promotions and merit-based hiring, and they're concerned that can go away with what it seems the Trump administration is trying to do, which is make the Pentagon a whiter organization.
Again, that's a reporter with Military.com. He says that members of the military voice concerns to him that under the new administration, the military could become too political, which would make it hard, they say, for them to do their jobs.
One state's possible loss, another state's possible gain.
In the waning days of his administration, President Donald Trump ordered Space Command to move from Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado to Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. That didn't happen. In July 2023, Biden administration officials announced Space Command would remain in Colorado. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mike Rogers of Alabama, said this week that within days after Donald Trump becomes president, he'll sign an executive order reversing that decision. Christopher Cruz, CBS News. Washington.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.